This one question that I received over these past couple of days changed connection with me and an individual at a level that I had never experienced. And that's what we're going to be talking about on today's Speak and Get What You Want podcast. So you may be asking yourself, okay, what was the question? Well, let me back that up even further and just share this. So over the past couple of days, I was at two conferences. And at these conferences, I shook hands and met hundreds of individuals, talked to hundreds of individuals. And to be honest with you, I can't even remember any of the conversations that I really had except this one. And why do I remember and recall this conversation so well? Because as I was meeting and greeting and talking to different individuals, this one individual turned to me and, you know, after greeting me, he stopped and he said, ask me this question. And he said, what is the number one project that you're working on right now? Now, it took me off a little bit. It took me off guard a little bit because here I was having all these conversations with people. Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you? Now, the reality is in those types of environments, most people aren't really listening, right? Most people aren't engaging. People are just going through the motions. But this individual stopped me in my tracks because he said, what's the number one project you're working on right now? And then he paused and he listened intently. But what happened was I stopped and I started thinking, wow, what is the number one project I'm working on right now? And after spending just a moment reflecting, I said, well, actually my number one project is this. And then he commented on what I was sharing. And then he's like, wow. And then he actually complimented me for what I was doing. And that connection was different than everything that I experienced over those past couple of days meeting with so many individuals. Now, I'm going to share with you a few statistics that will help you understand why that was so effective, why the connection was deeper. Okay. The first one is this. According to a Harvard study, okay, according to this Harvard study, 47%, okay, I want you to think about this for a second, 47% of the time during waking hours, people are distracted. Okay, so half your time that you're awake, according to this Harvard study, you are distracted. That is mind-blowing that you're 47% of the time you're distracted. So that means these past few days when I was greeting and talking to different individuals, they were distracted. I was distracted. So deep connection was not happening. But according to this Harvard study, 47% of the time people are distracted. So what happened in that moment with that individual is by asking me a different question. Okay. Now, if someone were to say, Chad, how many times were you asked, how are you doing? How was your day? How's everything going? It's good to see you. You're right. All those things, that's all white noise because you're living in a world where 47% of the time people are distracted. So no one's paying close attention to that. But because of that thoughtful question from that individual, it captured my attention. And I may have approached that conversation distracted. According to Harvard, it's a very high likelihood that I was. But because he asked a question that really grabbed my attention, and it was specific and personal. Now, it wasn't a general question. If he would have said, how's your day going? What, how's life? How's work? How's this? Whatever, fill in the blank there. I would not have retained or felt the connection that happened in that moment. 47% of the time, people are distracted. Think about the questions you're asking to create deeper connection. In fact, after I gave my presentation, I had an individual come up to me and say, listen, I'm a shy by nature individual. give me three. They walked up to me and said, give me three communication strategies. And I appreciated that question. Give me three communication strategies that I can employ so that I can be a better communicator. And I said, I'm just going to give you one. And he looked at me and I said, listen, this is what you need to remember. Quit worrying so much about what you're going to say and start thinking about the question that you're going to ask, right? Think about that question, because if you're asking the right questions like this individual did to me, then you will create connection. And he goes, yeah, but I'm shy by nature. And I said, yes, but that can actually be your advantage that you're shy, because that means you're a little more reserved and maybe you don't want to keep talking a lot. So ask questions and let everybody else do the talking. As we all know, and you've heard me say countless times on this podcast, everyone's favorite subject is themselves. So ask directed, specific questions and then listen. Now, let me give you another statistic that might surprise you a little bit. And that is communication research cites that the average person listens at only about 25% efficiency. Think about that for a moment. Most people hear words, but they're not processing meaning, emotion, or intent. People are just not listening very much. And that contributes to why, you know, we're distracted, we're not listening. And then we think to ourselves, why are we not creating greater connection? It's because of those things. Now more than ever, is it easier for you to separate yourself from everybody else? I tell my children that all the time, especially my adult children. I'll tell them, I'll say, listen, now more than ever, you can separate yourself from everybody else. Because if you just do those little things, what I just outlined here, number one, asking questions that are specific and directed towards that individual can separate you from everyone else. Okay, now let me also add this statistic that may surprise you as well. Research shows that interruptions reduce retention by up to 40%. Okay, interruptions. So not only are we more distracted, not only are we not listening as closely as we could, people are getting constantly interrupted. And it reduces the retention of what you're even saying by 40%. And at these conferences, I'd be talking to an individual, another person would come up. Interruptions happen all of the time. Now, none of these statistics should discourage you. They actually should encourage you, because you realize, wait a second, so I'm dealing with these three things that I just outlined here. I'm dealing with people being distracted. I'm dealing with people not listening. And I'm dealing with people being constantly interrupted. Now, even when you take the cell phone, when a text message comes on, even when someone dings you, even when you may not look at that text message immediately, it still serves as a distraction there. It serves as a distraction. Keeping in mind this, we speak at 125 to 175 words per minute, but we think at 400 to 600 words, right? So that excess mental capacity is why listeners drift. That's why listeners mentally check out. So your goal should not be, okay, can I say, and so some people may say, okay, Chad, I hear that statistic. Do I need to speak faster, right? Do I need to speak faster? No, because that's unnatural. And people will think to themselves, what is this person doing? That's unnatural. Don't do that. But what you can do is ask those questions like I outlined here, and then be listening to the individual as they respond. Because the key in all of this, in creating connection, the key in all of this becoming a master communicator is understanding these principles. Understanding these principles. Because keep in mind, I teach these strategies to founders, business leaders all of the time. And yet when it happens to me, I pause and go, wow, that was so effective. Because when you approach that situation that way, it was game changing for me. So the challenge that I extend to all of you is this. How are you approaching every conversation? How are you approaching your interactions so that you're creating a deeper connection? Because I promise you this, far too often we are going through the motions of communication and then we wonder to ourselves, why are we even trying? Why? We're like, that didn't work. I didn't create any connection. Well, what kind of questions are you asking? Quit thinking to yourself, what am I going to say? Quit thinking to yourself, what profound statement can I give? And start thinking to yourself, what specific question can I ask? Now, if you want to take this a step further, if you want to go, okay, I hear you, Chad, I need to ask that question, follow it up with just simply this. When you're engaged in a conversation and somebody says something and someone starts to share. Now, by the way, you lose credibility if you ask that question, that profound question like was asked to me, and you don't listen. So as they begin to talk to you, as they begin to share with you, you have to respond going, interesting. Tell me more about that. Wow. Tell me more. And get them to open up even more. You will be stunned at the connections that you make. People that are listening and are saying, Chad, I'm introverted. This is out of my comfort zone. But it actually plays exactly into your comfort zone because the other individual is doing all of the talking. That one question led to greater connection with me. Think about how you can ask those questions. Then remember, people are extremely distracted. People aren't listening. And people are being constantly interrupted. So asking those powerful questions and then buckle up because the results will be phenomenal. If you look and do the research and see all of the most successful people on this earth, the greatest leaders that I've ever associated with are those who can ask the powerful questions. Let me just end with this last example. When I was a leader at a company, I had an issue and I was sitting down with the CEO, okay? And I was wanting to connect with the CEO. I loved the CEO. He was a dear friend. And we sat down and I asked this question. I said, I'm really struggling with this individual that I'm working with and I need a good working relationship with them. What do you suggest I do? Before the CEO, he could have paused there and asked a question to create connection. But instead, he became defensive, didn't ask questions, and started accusing. The reality is this, we have opportunities all day, every day to create connection. But it doesn't come from statements. It doesn't come from accusing. It doesn't come from any of those things. It comes from asking powerful questions. For me, that incident with the CEO, even though it happened many, many years ago, still resonates with me today because he could have followed up with a question that would have deepened connection rather than with statements or accusations that only caused further fallout. This happened to me just a couple of days ago and reminded me of this powerful, powerful concept that will absolutely change your life. Quit thinking about the statements you're going to make and start thinking about the questions you're going to ask, and then follow up with listening, and you'll be stunned at the amount of success that you have and the connections that you make. Take care. Bye now.